I'm on board the Bold Ranger out of Tobermory, heading for the basking sharks' favourite areas in the summer around the islands of Col and Tiree. I'm with a party of scientists from Scottish Natural Heritage and Exeter University, and they're going to be trying to put some tags onto basking sharks. Now, previously, the same group of people has tagged basking sharks to find out where they go, and they've discovered they go as far as Madeira in the south. They go right out to sea and to see how deep they go. But Lucy Hawkes from the University of Exeter explained to me that the new tags will find out something completely different.
This amazing looking tag basically consists of this black and clear section at the front, and that's all the electronics of the tag. So that tag is measuring several things for us. It can measure the animal's speed, it can measure acceleration in three different axes, forwards, backwards, left, right, up and down. The reason for recording that is because we want to know exactly what the animal's up to. So it's going to give us data a little bit like you might get from a Fitbit. So it's going to tell us every single tail beat the shark makes. We'll know which way it's pointing. Is it pointing up at the surface? Is it swimming along flat? We'll know if it's turning in circles, for example. We'll be able to tell that. And that's kind of a level of detail on shark behaviour that nobody else really has, and no one's ever collected it for basking sharks. It might even give us some information that would tell us if these animals are actually mating. We're hoping we might be able to work out when they're feeding, because maybe there'll be a slight change in the posture of the animal. But if they start doing something a bit weird, you know, maybe doing some close circles or slowing down and then having some thrashing type of movements, that might be highly suggestive that they might be mating. And no one has ever seen a mating basking shark ever. It's a complete enigma. So this tag might tell us that, which is so exciting.
Matt Witt from Exeter University is just preparing the tag in case we have a shark sighting.
Yeah, so what we have here is quite a long pole that I lean over the front of the boat with this pole, and when the spotters on the boat have identified a shark, and if it looks like one that we can approach, then we'll make a slow progress up to it, and then its big dorsal fin is kind of clear out of the water. And what we're trying to do is effectively approach the shark from behind, so not to scare it off, and then position the boat as close as we can above the shark, so that I then lean over the front of the boat with the pole, and then just as we float over the top of the shark recognises we're there, and the moments before it recognises us, I release the pole, and that inserts the dart just into the back at the base of the dorsal fin.
So we're in Gunner Sound now, and it seems like we're surrounded by sharks. We've seen three or four of them. Every time we look across, we see another one. These animals are quite astonishing. There's a big triangular black fin sticking up out of the water, but of course they're completely harmless, and it's amazing to see the way they're turning and turning into the waves, presumably to feed and to pick up plankton. We've got another shark coming across our bow, and we're trying to get in close enough. Matt is poised in the bow like a whale hunter with a harpoon in days gone by. Had a plunge at the animal. It looks as if we've actually tagged the shark, and everybody's overjoyed. So it's now around 1 o'clock and the weather's starting to turn. We had a very early start this morning at 5 a.m. coming out of Tobermory. So we're heading back there now. Quite a successful day. We've deployed one of the tags. There's two more to go, but the team will be out here again tomorrow, and we can find out as much as we possibly can about these fascinating creatures, the basking sharks.